This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1539. Is that vintage? English vocabulary to ask about hand-me-downs. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Do you shop at secondhand stores? What is the attitude in your culture towards wearing secondhand clothing? Today, we dive into this topic and why it can be a great conversation starter and way to build connection in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? Today's episode is on YouTube, so good to see you. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Lindsay, good to see you, too. Hey, guys, how's it going? How are you, Lindsay?
Oh, my gosh, I'm good. How are you is the question, because you guys just came out of a big snowstorm in New York City.
Yes!
How is that? How's New York do in the snow?
This was like the best snowstorm ever, because my husband got off from work, and so it was just like really, really fun. And it was, I felt like a little kid, just like, okay, I hope it's gonna snow.
Oh,
and
that's fun. Yeah,
it was great. It was on the end of a long weekend, so I loved it. But yeah, we've been going out in the snow, and it's piled up. It's crazy to see it in like the city environment, because it's just piled up next to the sidewalk. You have the sidewalk, and then it's like, you know,
that's
2 feet
insane.
Of snow.
Oh, that's insane. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I remember a huge snowstorm when I lived in New York, and we were like the only ones out. We were down in Chinatown, and there was just snow everywhere. It was insane. It was like the apocalypse or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes,
it can be like that. But this was like, I don't know. This is like a very happy storm for me for some reason.
That's cool. I'm glad to hear it. Well, are we talking about snow today, Michelle, or are we talking about something else?
We are not talking about snow today, sadly. Maybe we'll do that another day. You know what? I almost planned a snow episode, but then I realized we had done one already. But I'll make a new angle another time.
Yeah,
so
new
guys,
angle.
Stay tuned for a new snowy episode. But today we are actually talking about I guess I'll just say the word, hand-me-downs.
Okay, you just have to say the word, because there is no other word for it, Michelle, actually, when you think about
it. I mean, Lindsay, do you have any hand-me-downs?
Oh my gosh, yes. I feel like, well, my entire ski outfit, like everything I wear when I go skiing nowadays is hand-me-downs. My skis, not my poles, my skis, my jacket, like everything is a hand-me-down, because ski equipment and fashion is really expensive. So I just take hand-me-downs. I accept them.
I hear you on that. Yeah. Oh, so that's cool. Yeah. So skiing stuff. I mean, well, so what is a hand-me-down? You've been describing it a little bit, so I bet our listeners are getting the idea. But yeah, what is it?
Yeah, so this is really common when you talk about siblings, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe
like an older sister would hand down a dress to a younger sister, for example. That's when I hear it being used the most. But it can also be from a friend and they just don't want that thing anymore. They've outgrown it, or they just don't want it, and they give it to you. That's a hand-me-down.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes, like you were saying, siblings might hand it down. It might even be a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy. And then they like, you know, you'll have like a boy in like a very girly pajamas or something like that. And it's like, it doesn't matter, right? It's a hand-me-down.
Yeah. Plus, if it's just pajamas, who cares? Or even so, who cares? That's why my parents tried to buy a lot of gender neutral clothes when I was a kid. Like, I feel like I wore a lot of red when I was a kid because they wanted to hand down my jacket to my brother a couple of years later. Oh, what about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have too many hand-me-downs, I don't think, from my brother. I mean, he is like 6 years older than me, so probably they had gotten rid of a lot of stuff by that point. But we still do have a lot of old things. But yeah, no, I know. I remember you saying that your parents like did it, like a lot of yellow and things like that. And I always think about that, actually, because I think it is the coolest thing. But I do sometimes see, you know, babies like, you know, not in necessarily yellow, but in like very like... not gender neutral clothing because their sibling has passed it down.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. So yeah, we're going to talk more about this in a little bit. But guys, before we do, wherever you are listening to the All Ears English podcast, make sure you take a second and hit subscribe. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, guys, go and hit subscribe, because if you don't subscribe, you will miss all of our bonus episodes, which is where we announce what is happening on the show, right? When is our next webinar? What are the free offers we have available? Courses coming out, apps, all that good stuff. You have to be subscribed to find out about it, right, Michelle? So important.
Absolutely. Yes. So take a second, hit subscribe wherever you're listening.
Yes, love it. And we also have some reviewers that I want to say thank you to before we get into the vocabulary today. Guys, these are the reviewers that reviewed us. Thank you to Mariam Mode from Bahrain. Thank you to Foreign Language Beginner from Taiwan. Hanie Hashemi from Iran. So many students. Sarah Hoshini from the United States. And let's see. Oh, wow. Michelle, we have a lot of names. It's hard to name them all. But guys, go ahead and leave us a review and we will try to read your name on the show. Okay? Cool.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Okay, so let's get into it more. Yeah, I definitely, I also have for my son, I have a lot of hand-me-downs from my nephew, right? So yeah, I think of hand-me-downs, especially with kids. Like for some reason, whenever I hear the word hand-me-down, I think of children. Because, like we said, clothes are so expensive and then they grow out of them so quickly. So you just feel like, why am I buying clothes?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I imagine, just raising a kid is so expensive.
Yeah.
So I imagine you have to save money wherever you can.
For sure. I mean, do you think culturally people are okay with the idea of hand-me-downs? Is that ever looked down upon, or is it just kind of a regular thing? What do you think?
That's such a good question. I'd like to ask our listeners, you know what I mean? I'd like you guys to come back to the blog. And this is episode what, Michelle? What is this? 1539. And come and leave a comment and let us know. I would imagine in some cultures, it's not looked upon very favorably, right? Especially fashion-centric cultures. But I don't know which ones, Michelle. I don't know.
Yeah, I think here it's pretty usual. I think it's okay. I even saw, you know, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, of course. I like him.
Of course. Cool. Yeah. He gets all his like son, all these hand-me-downs from Andy Cohen. And it's like, they both clearly have a lot of money. They could pay for the clothes, but it's even among them, right? So it doesn't necessarily like have any financial implications to do hand-me-downs.
Yeah. It's more like, you could have a lot of money, but you just don't feel like going shopping and you value your time more, or you value the connection between you and the person that's handing down this thing. I don't actually know who Andy Cohen is. Is that like another newscaster or?
He's a talk show host, but he hosted New Year's Eve with Anderson. I love Anderson Cooper. Like
me too. He's cool. He's cool.
I love him. Like I want to be best friends with him, but Andy Cohen is his best friend. I don't know.
You have to replace Andy Cohen. I don't know how you're going to do that, Michelle.
I have a lot of like random feelings for all the CNN newscasters. So we can talk about that another time. So anyway, all right, but back to hand-me-downs. So let's talk about some ways to describe similar ideas here. So Lindsay, what's the first word we want to teach today?
Hey guys, do you want to go deeper with us on All Ears English? We're on social media, so check us out on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, WeChat, and even TikTok, so we can connect and learn English in different ways. See you over there. So secondhand, and this is one word, right, Michelle? So here's a sample sentence, guys. I got this at the secondhand store. Or no, sorry. Well, that could work too, right?
Yeah,
I
no,
got
you
this
could.
Secondhand at the store. I got this right. Secondhand. Okay, so you're saying the way you got it is secondhand, not firsthand, right?
Right, right.
Well, we don't really say firsthand, funny. Do we?
No one says firsthand. I never even thought about that, but that's funny. Yeah, I mean, so this could mean maybe you got it at a thrift shop. Maybe, you know, I mean, someone has owned it before, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you buy things at thrift shops, Lindsay?
Yeah, I do. I, over the years, have gone to thrift shops. I don't religiously buy them at thrift shops. Yeah. Like, every time I'll go outside of a thrift shop, I'm fine with that. But if there's a thrift shop around and I know it's good, I know I'm going to find cool stuff, I will definitely go there. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I had a favorite dress from a thrift shop. I'm kind of the same as you. Like, I don't really have too much from them. But my favorite dress was from there. And then it broke. So
it broke.
I don't know. I think the strap broke. I probably could have sewn it, but I had, you know, it was a long time I had it anyway. So okay, I'm not sure what I did with it, but it could be in my closet. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. The next word is vintage. I love this one. Vintage. Mm. So, Lindsay, this is generally something that's older, not necessarily like from like hundreds of years ago, but older, right? Like, so maybe it's something from even maybe the 20s or the 30s or the 40s or the 70s, right?
Yeah, I really think of the 70s when I think of vintage. I think of older, but not too old. But I guess it could be any decade. It also has an undertone of cool, right? Vintage.
It does. It does sound cool. Like, you could say, I love your vintage style. Not everyone can pull off glasses like that. So, yeah, that even in that example, it has this sound of like, oh, it's cool. Like, it's a compliment, right? Your vintage style.
Exactly. I love it. Vintage. Yeah, I don't have a lot of things that are vintage, but I do see that onesies are coming back, Michelle. Onesies.
Oh, so, for like pajamas or for
I'm talking about skiing clothing a lot today just because I've been skiing lately. Oh. But onesies were a big deal in the 90s. My mom had a onesie that was so cool. It was like orange and yellow, bright orange and yellow.
Oh, that's cool.
And now I'm seeing people on the slopes with onesies again. What's a onesie?
Well, onesie, I mean, I'm thinking about like a pajama or like,
I don't know what they look like.
Yeah, it's just like, I've seen a lot of them too. And it's just that it's like what babies wear. There's no pants and separate shirt. It's all connected. And I don't know that I can handle that.
It's a one. So if you think of a ski suit that a kid would wear, that's what it is. But adults are wearing these again. They're coming back. So get ready for it.
Exactly. All right. So the next one is an expression. Lindsay, what is it?
Okay, so passed down from generation to generation. So this is for like a family heirloom. And actually, that's the next word.
That's right.
But an heirloom, like a watch or something special, important. You could say something like, do you like this watch? It's been passed down from generation to generation in my family, right? So it's, exactly. Or I can think of like wedding, sometimes engagement rings, you know, that's right. what people do, right? Like a wedding ring or an engagement ring. It could be an heirloom. Right.
Exactly. So yeah. So heirloom or family heirloom like goes right into this one. Right. Yeah. So similar to passed down. I feel like this is used more for something that might be worth something. Like, I feel like for some reason when I hear family heirloom, I think of a brooch. I think it's like a pin with like, it's like a very old timey thing, like some sort of pin with a gem, maybe.
Like
I don't
a flower
know.
Flower or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah. So, I mean, but when I hear heirloom, for some reason, I think of jewelry right away. Like, so a watch or like you said, maybe an engagement ring, something like that.
Yeah, I could see that. Something you wear, usually jewelry or something nicer. Not so much clothing, I guess.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I don't necessarily feel like I would say like, oh, this is like a family heirloom about a pair of pants. Like, it just doesn't have the same... the same effect.
Could you say that, though, about furniture? I agree with you about the clothing, but could you say, I feel like you could, because
maybe
like an old chest, like a family chest.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know?
Now, yes. Chest. Now I got it. Yes. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you have any heirlooms, Lindsay?
Oh, I'm sure I do, but not as many now that my parents have moved out of their old house, the house where I grew up. So I wish I had collected more things when they left. So I don't really, but I'm hoping to get my hands on a box of Christmas tree ornaments next year so I don't lose those.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually wore on my wedding day both of my grandmothers, their rings. Like,
wow.
So yeah, not their... It was nothing like too fancy or anything, but you know, the rings that they had. So I wore like on my wedding day, I remember I had my ring and then my two grandmother's ring. So that like heirlooms are definitely like this special feeling, I think.
Is that because of the whole, what is that whole saying that you're supposed to wear on your wedding day? Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. It's, I wonder if our listeners have that saying in their culture too, and some other variation of it.
I don't know. And I don't know where that comes from. I don't think that I was necessarily trying to do that, but one of my grandmothers, her ring had some blue in it. So
There you go.
Yeah. It really kind of worked out very easily for me.
All right. What else, Michelle? What else for our listeners
here? So, I mean, Lindsay, why are these older things special? I mean, either vintage things or just hand-me-downs or heirlooms. Like, what's special about them?
I personally think it's about the people that own them. Like, it's about thinking about how it makes you remember that person, or it's about the family. There's something nice about an item that just gets passed down within a family for years and generations. Yeah. It's kind of special. And it's not something you can go and buy in a store. So it's irreplaceable.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, and guys, this is a huge connection topic for conversations, right? Because you can ask someone about their heirlooms, or you can comment on something that you have. You can share information, right? Yep. So I feel like this is like really, really key to kind of connecting with people on a different level, because it allows them to share information about their family, or if it's not something from their family, just about their taste.
Yeah,
their style. I feel like people who really shop at a lot of thrift shops, I feel like they're like, that's kind of part of their identity in a weird way. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. I know. There are some cities that have more of these shops than others. Portland, Oregon would be one of them for sure. definitely it becomes part of the identity that you shop only at thrift stores, or it's just a fashion identity thing, like a values thing. It shows that your values are not towards flashy things like wealth. It's more about looking cool with spending less money, I guess.
Right. That's true. And it reminds me of that quote, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know that one?
That's a good quote. Yes, I like that quote. It's a good one.
Absolutely. So should we do a role play before we go?
Yeah, let's do a quick role play. Here we go, Michelle. So here I have a beautiful necklace. And you are going to compliment me on this, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. Here we go.
My beautiful necklace here. All right. So, okay. Okay. Michelle, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. So my first line is, thanks so much. It was my grandmother's.
Wow. A family heirloom.
Yeah, I love it. It is passed down from generation to generation.
That's great. I don't have anything like that. Just hand-me-downs from my older sister.
You should get some secondhand stuff. It tells a story.
So true. You know what? I love vintage style, especially stuff from the 80s, actually.
Should we go to that thrift shop later? What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, cool. So I guess you complimented me on that necklace and I said, thank you, right? And then what did you say, Michelle?
I said, wow, a family heirloom.
Nice. And then I said, yeah, it is passed down from generation to generation. So from my grandmother to my mother to me. Okay.
Exactly. And I said, oh, I don't have anything like that. You know, like nothing special. I said, just hand-me-downs from my older sister.
Yes. Okay. And then I said, you should get some secondhand stuff. It tells a story.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, I love vintage style.
Love it. Do you like vintage style, Michelle, yourself? Are you like, would you like to dress vintage?
I don't really have that as a part of my style, but I mean, I'm not against it. What about you?
No, I guess when I was in high school, I used to grab some of my mom's old vests. Like I remember she had one blue and white vest and it was very vintage. It was very 70s and I thought it was cool. So I'd wear it in high school. I would grab some of her clothes or like a suede jacket, little things like that. But not so much anymore.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, this is a good conversation starter when it comes to asking people if something is an heirloom. Maybe you notice a ring and you ask them, is that a family heirloom? Or let them tell the story. This is the way to connect with people in English. It's not by obsessing about grammar, vocabulary. It's about asking people about their family and the history of a piece of fashion, right?
Absolutely. I love it, Lindsay. This was so much fun. Guys, let us know your thoughts on heirlooms, hand-me-downs, all those things. And yeah, again, remember to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to All Ears English. So thanks for listening, everyone.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.